I did a poll.
Eh?
I did a poll.
What, like a secret poll?
Like a poll on our Instagram page. No secret. No secret straight here.
Oh, this is the magpie shit.
Yeah.
Mm. I did see that at one point and could see that you were very much winning and I was losing.
Do you salute the magpies? 303 people said always, coming in at 69%. 139 people said don't be silly, coming on at 31%. I smashed that. I whipped your backside pretty much over double.
Yeah,
the amount of people.
All that is all fine, Pat. You know, it's like,
yeah,
well, I'll allow you because it's your first win, really, isn't it?
That is not my first win. That is not my first win.
Well, okay, but maybe your second. I've pretty much won most of those polls. So I'll allow you this. It's fine. I did think that this would be the case. I think we live in a very superstitious world. And that's proved my point. Proved it. People are superstitious about magpies.
Well, I think that is a victory for all magpies everywhere.
Actually, I'm okay with that because I do like birds.
I actually really like a magpie.
I think they're quite sweet.
I think the blue bit at the end of their tail.
Yeah, but they're also a little bit annoying, I find. And they're quite big.
Why?
I like little birds. I like your little sparrows and your starlings and your robins and your blue tits.
And your chaffinch.
And your chaffinches. Cheeky chaffinch.
You like a chaffinch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, those are my kind of birds. Magpies are a bit, you know, they're just a bit in your face, I find, sometimes. So,
what? Magpies aren't in your face? That's
they
crows.
Are a little bit. Well, same. I put them in the same category. Magpies, crows.
No.
Mm, pigeons.
That's dickish. That's dickish. I actually feel sorry for pigeons. No, before we carry on, I actually feel sorry for pigeons.
I know
because
you do. Yeah, they're like the rats of the sky.
No. Mm. Pigeons will always congregate in cities and towns where there are a lot of people because we used and abused pigeons to carry our mail and then we were like, go off and be on your own. And they're used to being fed by us and they were institutionalized by us. And now all of a sudden we hate them when actually they were the ones that used to be our carrier pigeons. Mm. And that is the reason why they're always in lots of places where there are lots of people.
Mm. I mean, we could just start calling you Pigeon Patty. I think that could work, Pigeon Patty.
Anyway, how are you? How's your week been? How's your week been? What's been going down? What's the juice? What's the goss? Give me the 411.
Do you like that?
What?
We sometimes do this thing. You know, old, what's her face? The woman that was in that program that like went a bit viral. She was like a bit of a stalker.
Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of her video with Pierce. You know, she did the interview with Pierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so sometimes we just go in our house, Pierce, is that a serious question? Because I did the, it just rolled me straight into Pierce.
Pierce, is that a serious question?
Is that a serious question? I've not really had a lot going on, really, I don't think.
Not going down.
No, I haven't really got much to report, to be honest.
I'm in quite a bad mood today.
Oh, why? What's going down?
I don't really know why. I think genuinely you're going to take the piss out of me for this. You're going to be like, genuinely, I think it's because I haven't been to the gym since Friday.
Right. I think we just need to move straight on past that.
Why? What? Are you annoyed that I haven't been since Friday or annoyed that that's put me in a mood? Or
yes.
Like, annoyed that that's put me in a bad mood?
Well, I mean, I suppose I'm not annoyed. I get it. I understand. You know, you're in your gym bunny era. So.
And the endorphins are addictive.
They are. I mean, the amount of times we had these conversations, Pat, and you were literally like, bye, move on. Right. Now it's like whole, like, right. other, you know, person.
Listen, mate, I get it. I understand. Like I have said many a time, exercise has been priceless for my mind. It's been wonderful for my body, but it has been priceless for my mind.
So is that why you're actually in a bad mood?
I think it is, yeah.
So what are you doing tonight? You're going off to do some exertions.
I am gymming it tonight.
What are you doing? Betcha. What are you doing? Weights, kettlebells, run, swim, triathlon. Are you going to do a mini triathlon?
Just so you know, weights and kettlebells do not feature in a triathlon.
I know.
I don't know if you're aware of that. Well, like, weight, swim, kettlebell, run, triathlon.
I just basically started on it. And then as I went run, swim, I thought, well, that's part of a triathlon. Chuck a bike in that.
I had somebody, I put up an anonymous box. I put up an anonymous box yesterday. And somebody came right into it saying that she was really, I don't know if it was a woman. I think it was, because they said that this person's a girl's girl. So that they were really disappointed and upset that we called Stacey Solomon a prick in an episode a couple of weeks ago. And my response was, in that same episode, I called myself a prick. I've put myself in dickish behaviour. I've put Andrew in dickish behaviour. Being a prick and being a lovely person are not mutually exclusive.
No,
we've all got prickish tendencies. Stacey's lovely. Don't get me wrong. I follow her. I love her.
I love her.
Was she prickish for making a cauldron out of swimming pool noodles? Absolutely, 100%. Am I dickish for saluting the magpies? Lots of people would say I am, 100%. Am I a prick because I'm in a mood because I haven't been to the gym? Absolutely. We are all pricks. And then Snedders, I put this reply up on my stories, and Vicky Snedders, messaged me and said, she must be a new listener. She doesn't understand it's a term of endearment.
And that is spot on, Snedders. That is exactly true. We're not being unkind. We're basically saying, do you know what? You're a lovely person, but this behaviour is dickish.
Prickish.
That's all we're saying. We're just calling that out. And like you say, Paz, we're the first to identify our own. So actually, it's okay to identify
it's
others.
It's okay. Mm. It's okay to be a prick and point out pricks.
Maybe we could see if Stacey wants to come on.
I would love to get Stacey on. I would absolutely love to get her on.
I actually think she'd be very okay with this.
Oh, I think we would get on with her so well. We would get on so well with her. She would be well up for calling out prickish and dickish behaviours.
Of her own as well. I think she'd be
the first to say. And of Joe Swash's. I think she'd have a lot to say about how much of a prick Joe Swash could be in their house.
Oh, I think she'd actually quite enjoy that.
Oh, she would love it.
Although I think we might have to improve our crafting game.
No, I'd like her to come and bring a craft activity for us to do in the week.
Yes.
And then to put on social media, and she'd have to judge it who did the best.
I reckon this could be another programme.
Finding the Funny Does Craft. FTFDC, Finding the Funny Does Craft.
Or we could just change it up completely and just be called Finding the Crafts.
That's shit.
Okay, yeah, let's go Finding the Funny Does Crafts.
Yeah, that's Finding the Crafts is shit. Finding the Crafts? What? That is shit. You are a dick for that.
Finding the Crafts.
Finding the Crafts.
No, but don't you think that would actually be quite good?
They're Finding the Crafts. Getting Solomon on?
Yeah. Well, they're doing a whole, like, crafting section.
Solomon, if you're listening, I might ask Caroline Hirons to tap her up, because Hirons is good mates with her.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh, my God, they're well close. Yeah, they get on really well. I might ask Hirons to tap up Solomon and see if she'd come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to message Hirons right now.
I mean, even just sort of say to Hirons, look, we're up for learning crafts. If she would be up for
teaching.
Why
don't we say, would they come on together?
Solomon and Tyrone's.
And I mean, that would be a duo, wouldn't it?
That yeah, would
just
actually.
Just going to quickly message Caroline.
Okay. Would it tell? Read out what you. Read out what you're saying, Tyrone's.
I've put, Hirons, your mate Stacey, do you reckon she'd come on Finding the Funny? The only answer to that question is yes. Love you.
Brilliant. Okay, let's see if Hirons comes back.
I'll keep an eye on
Keep us posted. Back, yeah. Keep us posted. Oh, okay, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, this could be the start of something, I think.
Mate, this is gonna be Finding the Crafts.
This is gonna be Finding the Crafts. Almost sounds like we're saying crafts, doesn't it?
Well, Stacey would be up for that too. She loves dogs.
Actually, she does. Finding the Crafts at Crafts.
Oh my, this is outrageous. We just come up with a new TV show. That's a
dogs
not a podcast.
And everything.
That's not a podcast. That's a TV show.
That's what
Listen,
I said.
For the Love of Dogs is sort of still kicking around a bit, but now Paul O'Grady's gone. God rest his bloody soul. Mm. There's an opening for a new dog show. Yeah. Finding the Crafts at Crafts.
At Crafts. I mean, a shame because Crafts only happens once a year. So
yeah,
that might be a
that's...
bit of a... But maybe we could just be Finding the Crafts, and then when Crafts is on, we can do it at Crafts.
She's responded.
Oh!
She's responded. She's put, yes.
Is that it? Just yes?
Yes. Yes. Just put yes.
Maybe that's because that's you it. Said the only response to this question is yes, so she's just put yes.
Is that a real yes?
Or are you just saying yes?
I'm going to tell Hirons to listen to this episode. I think she'll find it quite Can I just say, I fucking love Caroline.
Same.
That's it.
Yeah.
End of message.
End of message. EOM. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. What are your things? My thing that shouldn't be embarrassing but is sneezing in public. And I mean, like, when I do a sneeze, I love sneezing. We've talked about
right. Yeah, me too.
We've talked about our love of sneezing, right? What I noticed last week was I was in a team meeting, an in-person team meeting. So there was like about 25 of us in this room.
Yeah.
And what I noticed was that I had a couple of sneezes. And this is where it came to me that actually this is a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because when you're in public, you feel the sneeze coming and you can't really enjoy it when you're in public because normally you go, oh, and you think, no, I've got to control the sneeze. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you think, I just need the sneeze to be over. I need to sneeze and move on. But this when you're on your own. You're on your own.
This is quite boring.
Have you not thought about sneezing in public?
You are rage.
I am.
You are rage. This because is quite... When you're sneezing in public, you've got to do... I mean, I don't actually think sneezing in public is embarrassing.
What?
I quite like it. Yeah.
But don't you find the thing about, like, blessing people?
No, I am a full-on blessy. My manager, when she sneezes, she goes, that's you, bless you me.
Oh. Okay, maybe she we'll not do sneezing.
No, we should keep the thing because it's funny. She actually listens as well. So just you know, bless you.
I just felt like it was a thing of... I don't like sneezing in public.
Let's take it to a poll. Let's take it to a poll.
But what about the blessing part? Because I do like blessing people, but then I feel like, do they want to be blessed in public?
What the fuck are you going on about?
You know, like when you
and
say bless
what
you.
You've just, to quote Gavin and Stacey, you need to get out, you need to get a life, Stace, because what you've just said there is really boring and I can jibble with the best of them. I switched off after bless you. I mean, she says banana, but obviously changed it.
We'll use bless you.
What are you going on about?
But don't you feel like...
If you've got to sneeze, sneeze. If you want to bless you, bless you. Go for it.
But what about if you bless someone and they don't want to be blessed? Maybe you're like... You're drawing attention to the sneeze that they might not want you to.
And I've just had
Okay.
In caps lock. So I said, is that a real real yes? And in caps lock, she's put, do I look like I have time to fucking waste?
So actually, it's a no.
Do you think that's a no?
Yeah, I think she's just said yes to just to move you on. She's just moving you on with that yes.
I'm going to put, we're talking about this on the podcast.
I mean, actually, I feel like Caroline's here.
Oh,
I feel like she's in the room. She's on this call. She's on this Zoom.
I just think that sneezing, I mean, look, if you want to do it, you can stutterly sneeze in public.
I can give it a...
You can't give it a...
No, I can't. So my sneezes are big.
You cannot hold... If you hold your nose...
No, I
hate
that.
You can hold it in.
No.
You can hold
it in. If I've got to sneeze, I've got to sneeze. And if I was at home, in the company of my own home, on my own, I'd love that. In public, I'm a bit like, oh, gosh, I've got to sneeze.
I'm going to take this to a poll. I'm going to take it to a poll.
What, see if people like to sneeze in public?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take this to a poll.
Okay, fine. Do it. This one that we had in from a listener is very, very good.
Okay.
So this came in from Danny Mason 85.
Okay.
And she says, when you go for a massage and you're waiting for them to knock the door and you awkwardly say, ready.
That is brilliant.
Isn't it? I was like, that is so true.
That is so true. Actually, the moment that they leave the room, I feel embarrassed because I know they're going to come back.
And also you feel like you've got to be quick.
And really quiet. Like you're in a very serene space. It's like, oh, and then it's like, oh, I better fold my clothes and put them on the chair.
Yeah, you don't, you just your dirty shoes, pants hanging out, do you?
Put my shoes neatly.
Yeah.
And you sort of feel like you're in somebody else's space, like you're in their house. Because they're obviously... Now, what I will say is getting on and off those beds as a larger lady is not easy.
They're not hard for anyone. They're not easy for anyone, I don't think, perhaps.
Yes. But then trying to shuffle yourself under the towel or the blanket.
The towel thing is tricky, isn't it?
And, you know, you go in for a back massage and you obviously have to lie on your front. So then you have to try and throw the towel over your
you
back.
Because
you know you haven't got anyone there
to pull assist. It up.
So if you, I mean, look, I very rarely have a massage. I don't like them.
I bloody love them,
but I would be a facial girl, and that's easy because you get under, obviously you're lying on your back, you get under, you pull the towel over.
Yeah,
but if you're having a back and shoulder,
do you have to be naked when tricky. You have a facial?
No. But you might still have the blanket over you for like warmth and just to feel cozy.
Right, okay.
But no, often they tell you to, if you're in a swimming costume, just roll your straps down because they will obviously give you a shoulder
get
massage
to your,
as part of it.
Décolletage.
I suppose you would take your top off, or if you're in a costume, just take it down a little bit. The other thing that is embarrassing that shouldn't be, which has just come to my mind, is having your hair washed at the hairdresser's.
I don't find that embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
That is embarrassing. Is the temperature okay for you? Yeah, because you're lying there, trapped in a sink with your head, and they're just like, there. Is the temperature okay for you? Yeah, fine. Is the pressure okay? Yeah, it's fine. You've just got your head back. You're trying to get... That is... I find the hair wash at the salon embarrassing.
At the salon. No, I don't. That doesn't bother me at all. I could lie back with my head there in the sink for a little while and get...
Sneezes.
Exactly.
Sneezes, yeah. That's shit. You're dickish.
I actually think the sneezing thing is a bigger issue than the hair washing.
Well, we're going to take them both through a poll. We're going to take the sneezes and the hair wash.
Okay, fine.
To a poll. There was a good one that came in as well, just quickly while we're on things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are.
But are.
Amanda K. Papa said, things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are, calling school to report my child is sick. I've never had to do that, but I can't imagine that could feel quite embarrassing.
See, I don't find that embarrassing at all.
Oh, God. God, just because I said that sneezing wasn't, now everything I say, you've got to come back with that's not embarrassing.
Well, no, this isn't yours. This is Amanda's.
Yeah, but I've said it, and now you're making me look stupid. Right, pack this right now.
Well, welcome to my life. Yeah, me coming at you with sneezing, and you just going, this is shit, this is boring.
Right, she's liked it, so I assume that means that we can talk about it. She's not said no, so she's not
poo-pooed
in,
us.
She's not poo-pooed us.
Brilliant.
I would have imagined that calling the school to say that your child is sick is probably quite embarrassing. Oh, is that the reception? Yeah, it's Michaela's mum.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that Michaela, the other Michaela. Yeah, that's right. That's the one. Yeah, she's in R1. Yeah. She's got the shits.
I mean, sometimes it can be what you're calling in for.
Yeah.
But then I'm just like, they're used to having calls in from every Tom, Dick and Harry about Michaela's shits or Tom's running around. Or...
Specifically about Michaela's shits.
Yeah, you know.
Michaela gets the shits
a lot. She might have a gluten intolerance or something, and she gets a lot of that problem.
She gets a lot of that.
You know? So yeah. I just think they're used to, sometimes it is a little bit like, you know, when you have to say, but then I just think they're used to hearing about all that all the time. It's like doctor's
possibly.
Receptionist.
I just thought it was quite fun.
Well, it's not.
Funny.
It's shit. It's shit. Oh. And you shouldn't have brought that from Amanda.
Amanda, we don't mean, Ange doesn't mean that. It's me that she's having
a
go.
Not
it's
actually,
me.
Yeah.
It's me that she's got the problem with.
Yeah,
because I poo-pooed the sneezing.
She's been all over my sneezing, and I felt
so, Amanda. Yeah. This is not aimed at you.
No, it's
this
not
is
actually
purely a sibling fallout.
This is a sibling rivalry thing here because she started with the sneezing, and now I've got to come back with all the other shit that she's saying is embarrassing, but it's not.
Oh, that's hilarious. MacXlan, that's what her social media handle is.
Right.
It says, dickish. When people sat behind you at a restaurant, sit with their chair out so you have to squeeze. That is dickish, isn't it?
It's also very annoying.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're in a restaurant, you're going to a you're in Pizza Express, for example. Let's take Pizza Express. Mm. Those tables can be quite close
they
together.
Are, they do
no
pack
shade
them
of
in.
Pizza.
They do pack
no,
them in.
No shade to Pizza Express. Mm. We understand you've got a business to run, you've got money to make. Right?
Yeah.
We bowl up, Colin and Judith are sat having a meal for two.
Mm-hmm.
Angie and Patty arrive, the table behind them, for their mm-hmm. meal for two. Mm-hmm. Colin mm-hmm. has got his chair out right next to... literally touching the back of my chair.
Mm.
Excuse me, can you just move in? He moves in like a quarter of an inch.
Tiny, tiny centimetre.
Colin, mate, look at me.
Have you seen me?
Yeah. I'm on semaglutide for a reason. Yeah? I'm a fat bastard.
Have you seen my gunt? Have you seen my apron, Colin?
And you don't move your chair and I'm going to flash it. And that will put you off your
and
pizza.
You
that
don't
calzone,
want
that. That calzone will be gone in the bin. You won't want it.
Yeah.
Why do people fit? Or the other thing that really does grind my gears is when you're in a big party atmosphere and you're like, excuse me, can I get through? And people don't be, excuse me. And they're like holding, and you're like holding treats. You're like, excuse me, can I get three, please?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. It's like, just move out of the way. Mm. Just cut the fucking, I don't know what, but just move out of the way.
I just think the thing is, people are just a bit oblivious. You know, Colin is oblivious to you wanting to get into your table because he's there eating his calzone. Pamela is oblivious to you trying to get through because she's trying to also do something with Sarah. I think it's just, if people are just
annoying.
A bit more aware.
Just, you know, it comes back to the same thing when people park too close to your car. I mean, that one is worse because you actually can't get them to physically move. You can't continue to say, Colin, put your
Please.
Fucking chair in,
move.
Man.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
You have to, like, you know, climb over the seat. Like, I... And get stuck.
You have to do a slide through.
You have to do a slide through. Mm. If you haven't listened to that episode, it's way back. It's called Bake Off and Bad
Way
Parking.
Back.
go back and listen. I think it might even be series one. We're now on series 11.
Do you think it's series one, Pats?
No, it might be series three, actually. No,
that's not series one. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not.
But it's called Bake Off and Bad Parking. Go and check it out.
It's a classic because Patty does have to do a slide three, which is just hilarious.
I have to do the slide three.
Yeah.
But that is dickish, isn't it? Just move in, keep your chair off the person. Also, I actually do love it, though, when chair wars start, you know, when somebody moves their chair back and, like, the other person turns around and then thinks, I'm going to move my chair back. And before you know, you've got, like, a stalemate of two chairs.
You've got a chair
opposing,
off.
Yeah, at opposing tables. Really pushing up. You're thinking, I'm not fucking moving. I'm Colin. I'm in this seat now. And I have got a lot of strength in these legs. I'm a fat bastard. So, good luck. Anyway, let me play you this from Chloe Kent, yeah?
Okay.
Guys, I've got a new ick. Or something that gets on my shit in tits. If I was on Ruth's podcast, right? Boo baskets. Oh my god, what in the waste of money buying cheap junk from B&M and shoving it in a basket?
What in the waste of money is buying cheap shit from B&M and sipping it in a basket going on? She is right.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Who is going to B&M or the range or wherever it is you want to go buying a basket and shoving it full of Halloween shit and calling it a boo basket?
Stacey Solomon.
Stacey, we really love you on this podcast. We really, really want you to come on it. We know you're good friends with Caroline Hirons. But boo baskets are dickish, but that is a term of endearment on this podcast, Stacey. Okay? To anyone who's listening, we love Stacey. And we love Hinch. Hinch does it. And I adore Mrs. Hinch. I love her. She does it.
But what I think this is where it all comes from. All this boo baskets, Halloween decoration, autumnal vibes, pumpkins everywhere. I mean, Solomon makes her own pumpkins.
Hey?
You know, out of... Yes. She makes her own pumpkins.
Well, she grows them.
No, like she makes them out of material and she puts rope around them. And
she crafts the pumpkins. She doesn't make her own pumpkins. I thought you were going to tell me she's got a pumpkin patch in her garden.
Well, she probably has got a pumpkin patch as well. I mean, she does do a lot of stuff in her garden as well, doesn't she? She's very homely.
Very homely.
Which is great. I just feel like I honestly don't get
the Halloween door decks. I don't get them. I've tried. I just can't get my head around it. I can't. Halloween door decks. I mean, look, Christmas door decks also go mental, don't they?
Yeah.
Because Sophie Hinchcliffe, who I love, and I feel so sad for her because she's been off social media since her dad died for so long, and that is actually genuine. Whenever she puts anything up, I just am like, oh my god,
oh she's this yeah, is so hard for you,
and
so
it was
bad,
obviously
it?
Really, really sudden. And I genuinely wish she could have her presence back because I do miss her. I think she's a brilliant content creator, but she did have like a life size nutcracker outside her door for Christmas last year. And I was just a bit like, oh, God, that is a lot. Negotiating it when you get in, it would get on my tits.
Yes. It's also just the time.
Well, they've the got time, haven't they? The time. It's also just the time, Patsy.
It's the time. I just don't know where they get their time
also,
from.
I just can't imagine negotiating a nutcracker to get in my front door.
Negotiating with a nutcracker.
Fuck
yeah.
Off. I'd end up like punching it in the face.
But is it because they've got really big doorways?
Yeah, they have, haven't they? They've got large properties. They don't. They're not dicking around with a 3-bed semi like me, are they?
Exactly. That's what I mean. You know,
dicking around.
These are not your semis. These are your full.
You can talk. You're in a detached.
No, we're in a.
Oh,
semi.
Oh no, you're in a semi, but you've got a big door. You could actually do it at your door.
Well, I could. That's the thing. Yeah, I could pumpkin and Halloween and Christmas the shit out of my door.
You could have DoorDex galore.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be a good name for a business.
DoorDex.
DoorDex galore.
Well, I saw the reason why I originally came up with the autumnal door decorating.
Yeah.
Which you then poo-pooed and told me we'd done it before, and then you get Chloe Kent involved. Was because I saw Natalie Cassidy. You know Natalie Cassidy.
Love Natalie Cassidy.
Yeah. Well, she had people in to her.
Lots of people do that. Lots
and that's
of
what I mean.
They do have a doo-doo, yeah.
Like, who's got the time / budget for getting a company in to do your door decorating?
Mate, there are loads of people that have got the budget for that.
I know. But I think even if I had the budget, would I be arsed with DoorDex galore?
It depends what your budget is, doesn't it? I mean, if you're loaded, it's all relative.
Yeah, but would you? If you had, like, if there was no issue with budget.
No, because I just can't stand Halloween. I think Halloween is a big bag of shit.
Yeah, but I don't mean just Halloween. I mean all of it. Autumnal decorations. Halloween, Christmas. All of that shit, exactly,
no.
And that's what I'm like, even if I had the budget, no. I'm not dicking around with that DoorDex.
No, because I've got a big enough front door to even put like a shitty, you know, light up reindeer outside or something. I don't even do that. I mean, I have a wreath at best.
A wreath at best. Also, wreaths have also gone a bit out of control. People have got spring wreaths, autumn wreaths, summer wreaths, winter
dickish.
Wreaths.
Dickish. That is dickish. I'm going to a wreath making class in end of November. Luna. Luna.
Do you think we best just call it a day right now?
I think we should call it a day.
Yeah. Let's just wrap this one up. Put it down to a bit of a shitter. Apologies, Martin. Apologies, listeners.
Guys, we're going to do a very quick roundup. You know where to find us. You can find us across all social media, either me or Ange or Finding the Funny Podcast. And Ange and I will be back next week with a less chaotic episode, helping you to find more of the funny.